Bitcoin ETFs shed a record 635B in 30 days as sell-off deepens U.S.-listed spot. Bitcoin exchange-traded funds have recorded their largest 30-day net outflow since they began trading in January 2024. Roughly $635 billion left the funds over the trailing 30 trading days, a figure reported by Cointelegraph on June 21, 2026, citing flow data tracked across the major issuers. Bitcoin was changing hands near $64,461 at the time of writing, up about 1.6% on the day, but down roughly 17.4% over the past month. The 30-day record is the sharpest single read yet on how far institutional appetite has cooled. It also marks an escalation of a trend we have been following. This is now the sixth consecutive week of net redemptions, and the monthly total puts a hard number on a drawdown that had mostly been described week by week. The depth behind the headline figure, cumulative net, flows into the funds have fallen to about $53.4 billion, down from a peak near $63 billion reached in October 2025. That means close to $10 billion of net capital has exited since the high, with a large share concentrated in the past month. Galaxy Research, cited in the same report, noted that the outflows are still deepening day over day, which suggests the redemptions are not a one-off rebalancing, but a sustained pull. Not every outflow day reflects pure selling. BlackRock's Jay Jacobs cautioned that a down day can have a million reasons, including investors rotating between the firm's own products. BlackRock launched its iShares Bitcoin Premium Income ETF, BTA, during the week, and some of the recorded movement may reflect holders shifting from the flagship IBIT into the newer income-oriented product rather than leaving Bitcoin exposure entirely. That nuance matters. Headline net flow numbers can overstate genuine exits when an issuer is cannibalizing its own lineup. The macro backdrop pressing on flows, the selling is happening against a tense macro setup. Sentiment is sitting at 23 on the crypto fear and greed index, firmly in fear territory. U.S. inflation has ticked higher, and the ongoing U.S.-Iran conflict has added a geopolitical risk premium that tends to push allocators toward cash and short-dated treasuries rather than volatile assets. Bitcoin's price has held up better than the flow data alone might imply, trading in the mid-64,000s rather than collapsing. That gap between steady spot prices and heavy ETF redemptions points to buyers absorbing the supply elsewhere, whether long-term holders, non-U.S. venues, or over-the-counter desks. JP Morgan recently flagged that Bitcoin had spent 5 months below its estimated mining cost, another sign the market is grinding through a period where conviction, not momentum, is doing the work. Reading the signal for crypto spenders, ETF flows are the cleanest public gauge of institutional demand. So a record monthly outflow is worth watching even if you never touch a fund share. Sustained redemptions tend to compress liquidity and widen spreads across the market, which can show up as worse conversion pricing the next time you load or spend from a crypto card. In choppy tape, the fiat value you receive at the point of sale can drift further from the screen price than it does in calm markets. This is also the kind of stretch where holders reassess how much volatile exposure they want, sitting in a spending balance. Some shift idle funds into stablecoin balances to avoid spending Bitcoin into weakness, then top up only when needed. Others lean harder on the counterparty question. If you spend from a custodial balance, your funds depend on that provider staying solvent through a downturn, which is part of why some users prefer to spend from their own wallet when sentiment turns. Neither choice is right for everyone, but a record-setting outflow month is a reasonable prompt to check where your balances actually sit. For now, the data tells a simple story. Institutions are net sellers of the spot Bitcoin ETF complex at a pace not seen since the product's launched. The trend has run 6 weeks and counting, and Galaxy's read is that it has not yet bottomed.